While Bob tells Betty of his narrow escape from death, Burr comes to Betty's room to question her about the new servant. He also asks if she has seen any strangers near the bungalow during the morning. Betty and Bob learn the reason for his concern when he tells them the Emerald Buddha, in which they found the map of the Ruby Lands, has disappeared. The present act opens in the garden late that afternoon. Magician.
Oh, but Uncle Frank will be back in just a little while. I know he will, Mr. Cook. Won't you sit down and wait for him?
I don't mind if I do, miss. I don't often like to sit here like a tall. I don't.
Sure, sit down. What do you say we have some lemon squashes? I'll go in and get it.
You know, miss, it tossed me back to Leadenhall Street to sit here having a talk with you as if I owned the old Lincoln's lot.
Why? Do they have gardens like this on Leadenhall Street?
No blooming fear. What I mean is, you. Begging your pardon, miss.
Oh, you mean I remind you of English girls?
Not half you don't. Will you have a gossip?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't smoke.
Don't you now? I'll have one if you don't mind.
No, of course not. It's too bad you didn't bring your guitar down from the woods, so you could sing something for me.
Oh, but I've learned a rare lot of Kipling's barrack room ballads. Would you like to hear one of them?
Why, yes, I'd love it.
Did you ever hear of one called Gunga Din?
Yes, I have. Do you know it?
Cross me, think if I don't, I'll find the old thing for you. You may talk a gin of beer when your quarter's safe out here, and you set the penny fights and all the shotties. But when it comes to slaughter, you do your work on water, and you lick the blooming boots that in the gut. Now it is your sunny clime, where I used to spend me time, a serving of Her Majesty the Queen. I was...
Oh,
Bob, Mr. Cook, I mean, George was just reciting Gunga Din for me.
Jeez. Sorry, George. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's all right, Mikey. I can dig in ignorance, so you'll hear it all.
Oh, no. Don't start over just for me. I mean, why don't you just go on from where you were?
Yes, that would be better, George.
Sure, don't it? I've all named that face crew. The finest man I knew was a regimental distant Gunga Din. He was din. He was...
How can you beat that, George?
Here I am, Uncle Frank.
Is George out there with you?
Yeah, come on out.
Mr. Clarkwell said he was here, but when I didn't see him in the house, I thought perhaps he might have decided not to wait for me. Hello, George.
How are you, Governor?
Mr. Clarkwell tells me all our supplies are ready.
And he's right. If you was all to put on your hats, we could leave for Schwabau in quarter of an hour. That is, if the boat went to us.
Fine. And I hear you've decided to wait over and go with us on Thursday. Is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry, Governor. I was driving that for a bit of a surprise for Bob and Miss Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was a secret.
Gee, won't that be slick?
Yes. I think it'll be awfully nice, Mr. Cook.
And you can finish saying Gunga Din to us on the boat, huh?
Gunga Din.
Yeah, sure. George was just reciting it for us, Uncle Frank.
Don't you think Kipling's a bit of all right, Mr. Chandler?
Yes, George. I used to read Kipling a lot when I was your age.
Did you, Governor? But I lay you a tenner, I've learned more of his verses than you.
I'm sure of it, for I don't know even one.
So you're way ahead of him, George.
And to see if there was anything else you had for me to do.
That's very kind of you, George. I don't think there's anything else. You've been a great help. In fact, I don't see how we could have got ready to catch the boat on Thursday if it hadn't been for you.
Oh, sure, Nummy, Bobby, come now. Well, I'll off. See you later, matey, and you too, Miss.
Oh, sure. Goodbye.
Goodbye, George. I'm awfully glad you're going with us on the boat.
You might drop into Mr. Clarkwell's office in the morning if you don't mind, George.
I will, Captain. Sure,
you know. Go to the gate with him, can't you?
Wait a minute, George. I'll walk out of the street with you.
Oh, there's Mother. Mother, we're over here. Yes, George.
Oh.
Where is it? He's gone. Bob walked out to the gate with him.
Frank, is everything ready for us
here? Yes, that's what George came out to tell us. He has all the supplies, and they'll be delivered here in the morning.
Then we can leave this house.
Sure, Mother.
It's all right.
Frank, have they found the Buddha?
Not yet, Doctor.
Is she seems uncanny that it could disappear from the library when the house is full of people.
Where are you going, Uncle Frank?
I'm going down to Wong Fu's office. I have an appointment with one of the police inspectors, Mr. Clarkwell.
Oh, boy, can I go?
Yes, thanks.
Take me too, Uncle Frank.
Look, I think you better stay here with your mother, Betty.
Oh, well, yes, I guess so. But what do you expect to find in Wong Fu's office?
The Buddha can't possibly be there.
Why can't it, Mother? Why, but that's the very place it would be.
But, Bobby, that would mean Wong Fu had been here in this house since he left the office last night. How could that be? There were policemen all around the grounds, and even one in the living room all night, you said, didn't you, Frank?
Yes.
You're keeping something from us, Frank.
No, I'm not, Dorothy. Frankly, I don't know how much.
Well, it's not very big, Uncle Frank. Not more than 8 or 9 inches tall.
No, but it is heavy. You couldn't just pick it up like it was a doll. Made out of bronze.
Will you be back for dinner, Frank?
Oh, yes. This won't take long. The police will have everything ready for us when we get there, you know. So long, Betty. Sorry to have kept you waiting, Clarkwell.
Not at all, old man. I just arrived myself. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mr. Clarkwell.
How are you, Wilkins?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chandler. The inspector left me here in charge.
Have you searched this office?
No, sir. We've gone over the other parts of the building, though.
Wilkins tells me they found a secret passageway, Chandler.
Gee, isn't that keen?
Where is it?
Just behind that panel. This one? You press on the head of that dragon there at the upper right-hand corner.
Like this?
Look, Uncle Frank.
Yes.
We have a Chinese attached to the port here, Mr. Chandler. And he says he believes there may be several other passageways we haven't discovered. He's taken on the job of measuring the place and sounding the walls and all that.
I see. The inspector told you to give Mr. Chandler a free hand to search the office, didn't he, Wilkins?
Yes, sir. And I'll be glad to give you whatever help you may require.
Thank you. The first thing I want to do is to disconnect the trigger that operates that pistol.
It's right under the desk. Wong Fu told me that himself.
Let's see if we can find it.
Yes, here it is. Have you a knife, Wilkins?
Yes, sir.
Just press the seam in the carpet here, will you?
Yes, sir. Let me in there a moment.
Stand out of the range of that pistol, Bob. And you too, Clarkwell, will you? If we could press the trigger accidentally, you'd... That's it.
Just let me get my flashlight down there, sir.
Let me have your knife. I think by removing that one screw. Yeah. There. Now it's harmless enough.
I brought a ladder, sir. Would you like to have a look at the picture?
Indeed I would.
You don't think the pistol will go off if you lift the picture down from the wall, Chandler?
No, I think not.
Let me go up, sir. I'll have it down in a moment.
Isn't this keen, Mr. Clarkwell? I bet you didn't think when we came here you were going to get in on all this, did you?
No, I assure you I did not, Bob. Can you get it down, Wilkins?
Yes, sir. If you'll just take this corner as I lift it down, sir.
That's it. I have it. Just let it down.
Here, I'll help you, Uncle Frank.
Boy, isn't it heavy?
Set it down here. Look up there at the mechanism.
I'll just take the pistons out, sir. You'll want some evidence when we catch the data.
Yes. What's that below it?
Why, it's a regular little thing, sir.
How do you suppose he got up at it? From the back somehow, probably. I'll come up there, Wilkins. Perhaps between us we can lift it down.
Gee, I wish I could help, Uncle Frank.
We'll manage it, Bob. Ready, Wilkins?
Yes, sir. Might you go slip?
Clarkwell, will you and Bob take this as we lift it down?
Yes.
Look out. It's heavy.
We got it, Uncle Frank.
Let go. Find that corner, Bob.
Put it down there on the desk.
It's locked.
He must have forgotten to turn the combination. Let's see what's inside.
Christ, caught.
What do you mean, Mr. Clarkwell?
And that I'm very much mistaken. Each one of those little packages is filled with gems.
Yes. This top one must have been put in last. Let's have a look at it. I thought so.
What is it, sir?
These three emeralds came from the Buddha reported stolen this morning.
What?
These two are the eyes. And this one was in the center of the forest.
That's right.
You'll help me identify them, of course, Clarkwell.
Oh, I'm sure of them. I've seen them often.
You see, Wilkins, they belong to the estate of Sir Henry Murdoch.
I see, sir.
I'd like to get your permission to have them handed over to Mr. Clarkwell for safekeeping.
I'll have to send them round to headquarters, sir.
Oh, of course.
There's another man with me out here in the hall, sir. I'll just step out and ask him to go with you, Mr. Clarkwell.
Thanks.
If you don't mind stepping round to headquarters with him, I'm sure it can be arranged in a moment. The inspector... Why, you're lost.
Oh, this can't be worth it.
Sergeant,
let me see.
I am sorry, Mr. Stanley, but that will be quite easy.
One fool will get his feet there.
Where are you, you big cheese?
Bob, you cannot see me, but I am looking in upon you at this moment. And I have determined to burn this building to the ground.
Well, you can't do that.
Unfortunately for you, young man, I can. You will all die here like rats. And I shall go this way bold. And others.
Not a vibe.
Good afternoon, dear Mr. Chandler. I am deeply in your debt.